Do you enjoy pain?
Film.
Don't hurt.
You're on the computer. How do you not see them?
I don't know how to use a computer. If anyone knows that, it's you.
That's a great way to start this episode.
Absolutely. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Film Don't Hurt. I am your co-host, Kai, co-founder of MenILoveFilms.com and host of the MILFcast.
And I am Dylan Fields, co-founder of Men I Love Films and co-host of the MILFcast.
You are sometimes. I like when you're on there. Here's the thing. We tried this once, and we realized that no one was recording, so we're going to try it again, and we're going to cut out all the shit we said about Ben Affleck.
Because we are podcasting veterans, my friend.
Yes, we're very good at this. So let's just go ahead and fucking dive in, because there's no way we're going to relive the magic that was the Ben Affleck Batman conversation. And essentially what we were getting at prior to doing this recorded podcast was that typically we bounce back and forth with ideas. I'll do an episode, Dylan will do an episode, and I was all hung up on doing a show about Ben Affleck being cast as Batman.
And I squashed it.
Yeah, you squashed it like a bug. It is big news. Ben Affleck broke the internet this week.
But it won't be big news by the time anyone listens to this episode.
True, and like you said, it has been beaten a little bit, and the opinions seem to be fairly consistent. They either hate it or they're like, give him a chance and see what happens. So there's no point to kind of dwell on it. I think at some point he's one of those guys that could fall into like the Adam Sandler discussion that we had, kind of like a polarizing opinions.
I mean, if you want to talk about just his career in general, that's an interesting discussion. But just talking about it as it relates to Batman doesn't really interest me.
Oh, well, that was my goal with the conversation, but since you squashed it, we'll never know.
We'll talk about that when Man of Steel versus Batman comes out.
Okay, so we decided to go back to the well. Dylan had an idea, and it was based on a list Dylan had seen on the internet. And he had posted on Facebook, and Dylan, tell everybody a little bit what the list is about.
Sure. I had seen it on Vulture.com, which is a site I'm familiar with but don't really read regularly, so I couldn't tell you what their like angle or anything like that is. But the list was the 25 best action movies since Die Hard, and this was... Aside from just being a great idea for a list, I really liked the way that they had, you know, I liked the selections that they made, even though I didn't agree with all of them, and I liked the rules that they had presented for what qualified. So I thought this could just lead to a general discussion about, I mean, certainly what's on this list, what you think is missing from this list, what you would add to this list, what's wrong with the rules, and that kind of thing. It's just a great opportunity for discussion, this kind of super general list, but you know, with those parameters built in.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, like, okay, I have a lot of Facebook friends, so I get a lot of shit in my feed, and in particular I get a lot of movie shit because that's just what I tailor my shit to. You and I know a lot of bloggers, movie writers, we even know some actors and directors and stuff, and I did look at the list, and my first reaction was like, a lot of these are not action films. However, You did tell me the one thing that I glossed over when looking at the list was the caveat of the rules. So, like, since you have the list in front of you, why don't you establish what were the rules of the list that they set up?
Sure. First of all, we have not every movie with action in it is an action movie. And to this they mean they decided that an action movie, quote, not only had to have a lot of action scenes in it, duh, but that it had to be a film that wouldn't make any sense if you took the action scenes out of it. That is to say, the action had to be a key way of moving the plot forward. So they took out things like Heat and True Romance and, somewhat quizzically, the entire Lord of the Rings trilogy. I guess because take out the action, you still need people walking to Mordor.
I thought that's all those movies were about.
Only one film per franchise, which they said was a cheat, and I kind of agree with it, but I also think it was a wise decision. And probably the most controversial rule was no animation. There was kind of an additional rule, but they didn't spell it out, but I guess then they kind of had to, which was if a prior film in a series had come out, then something couldn't qualify. as in Lethal Weapon 2 came out after Die Hard, but Lethal Weapon came out before Die Hard, so therefore none of the sequels of Lethal Weapon would be eligible. That kind
yeah,
of
because
thing.
The only one we give a damn about really is Lethal Weapon 1, although I am a
How
huge...
How dare you.
I am a huge fan, I don't know if you agree with me on this, huge fan of Lethal Weapon 4.
The
Jet Li Lethal Weapon.
The one that I've seen by far the least of, you mean?
Oh, really?
Probably not since 2000.
What is the one you tell me that I'm an asshole for not appreciating?
Lethal Weapon 2, of course, yes.
Oh, the introduction of Joe Annoying Pesci?
Oh, so he's better in the fourth one?
You know what? He plays a good role in the fourth one. I will say that.
Really? You're going to tell me that whatever you want Leo gets and they fuck you in the drive-thru and shit like that is not gold?
It's better when you put him up against Chris Rock and he does things like... I mean, essentially the reason Riggs moves on from the problems he has with having lost his wife to marry Rene Russo's character all hinge on his relationship with Leo Getz. I feel like he plays more of an important role in that film than he does in the other ones. And I think it's just a better film. Like the end fight in Lethal Weapon 4 between Pesci... not Pesci... Between Riggs, Murtaugh, and Jet Li is fucking phenomenal.
Jet Li was phenomenal in that film, especially since he didn't speak pretty much.
Yeah, that helped.
I don't have too many other takeaways from that movie. Like I said, I haven't watched it in forever. I just watched Lethal Weapon 2 again not too long ago.
I did too, actually.
Simultaneously holds up beautifully and is one of the most dated films ever. And cheesy, you know.
Yeah.
It's so cheesy awesome, it's like on a whole nother plane.
Well, I think the most important thing that it did was give us diplomatic immunity, right?
Oh, and Kaffir Lover. Yeah, yeah. I mean, just fantastic stuff. And it gave us Patsy Kensit nude, which I can never complain about.
Oh, yeah, she was good. The other thing I will say about the list of rules that you read off, I'm a big fan of limiting to one in a trilogy because I have this problem for a long time. You know, now I've kind of focused on strictly doing podcasts for the site, but for a long time I was writing lists, and I would often say... I would eliminate trilogies. It just made things either easier.
Or you'd just count them as one entry.
Yeah, or I'd count them as one entry. So, like, you know, favorite Spielberg films, I would do a list like that. And I, of course, all the Indiana Jones, with the exception of Crystal Skull, would fall into a top 10 for me, but that makes the list boring. So I would usually include Raiders or the trilogy and put that at number one and then move on from that so we could have more discussion about his film. So I appreciate that. But, okay, so looking at this list, what are the notable entries, or what are the ones we should discuss before we get into the questionable? Because I know there were some questionable on there. What are the ones that you would say hands down deserve to be on this list?
Well, let me tell you some of the ones that kind of made this list for me. Because
okay.
I mean, this is a large topic with a number of films that could qualify, and you know, no two people are going to have the same list, especially of 25 films. It's like a 1 in a billion or 2 in a billion would have the same list. Mm-hmm. So there were just a few things that really stood out to me that kind of made it for me. Because I should say I haven't seen, I don't know, 5 to 10 of these films.
Really?
Really. I mean, 2 out of the first 3, or 25 and 23, you know, haven't seen those. And there's a handful of others I don't think I've seen. But for starters, they put Point Break on there. And... as you are as well, I am one of the largest defenders of Point Break in history.
Yes, I am too. Absolutely.
You know, it's looked upon as a guilty pleasure or a cheesy film by a lot of people. And I've always been one that says, fuck you, that is just a balls-out action film done perfectly executed. So,
yeah, and Swayze at his near his best.
Absolutely. And I'm also a quasi... Keanu defender, so that plays into my thinking on that film as well. But come on, it's got Carrie Busey in it, for Christ's sake.
There you go.
Next up, they included Run Lola Run. They included a few foreign films, which just kind of plays into my liking it as well. This is a very eclectic list. It goes from Michael Bay to Run Lola Run to Point Break. I mean, it runs the gamut. It is not all just, you know, dumb action movies. It is not all obscure action films. It's a little bit of everything, and I like that a lot about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got Last of the Mohicans, which I feel is a film that's been pretty much neglected since it came out.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you stand on Last of the Mohicans?
Not a fan.
Why?
My wife is a big fan. I've never... is that the one where he says, I will find you?
Yes.
Yeah. It's one of those things where it's like, I felt like I had to see it because Daniel Day-Lewis, and of course I like Michael Mann. It just did nothing for me.
The music doesn't do anything for you?
You
don't hear Promontory and want to go fucking run through a wall? Because I do.
Do you
remember the Steven Jackson and, who was it, Troy Polamalu commercial from a few years back?
No.
Oh my God. Go to YouTube immediately when we're finished.
I don't care about that movie. In fact, I like, as far as action movie goes, like, that's not where my head goes.
But the action in it is fantastic.
Okay.
You need to watch it again. I hate to say that, but it's true.
I bet you I've seen all these movies.
Well, look through it sometime and let me know.
Okay.
The Fugitive, of course.
Oh.
I mean, I think that's about it for the ones that like really stood out to me as ones that I think wouldn't necessarily get a lot of play elsewhere. Because it does have ones you would expect, like The Matrix and Terminator 2 and, you know, Kill Bill.
Okay.
I liked Minority Report, and especially since they put it at number 3. They put Minority Report at number 3 and Last of the Mohicans at number 6, which I think were two of their most controversial picks.
Okay.
Some people, like yourself, wouldn't even want Last of the Mohicans on there, and then Minority Report, they're like, oh, well, what about all these other Steven Spielberg films? There was call for, like, Last Crusade to be on there, but it was disqualified due to that rule we discussed earlier.
Yeah, with Raiders coming out much before, yeah.
So those were the ones that kind of made it for me. Point Break, Last of the Mohicans, Run Lola Run. Those are the ones that I don't think most people would have put on a list like this.
Okay.
How about you?
Well, my first question, would it be beneficial to the Raiders just to rifle off the top 25 altogether?
Unfortunately, they don't really put them in list order, but let me give them to you. The Dark Knight at number 1. Hard Boiled, Minority Report, Kill Bill Volume 1, Terminator 2, Last of the Mohicans, Hero, The Matrix, Once Upon a Time in China, Jurassic Park, Run Lola Run, The Rock, The Bourne Ultimatum, The Fugitive, Speed, Mission Impossible, Spider-Man 2, Battle Royale, Unstoppable.
Yeah, we'll get back to that one.
La Femme Nikita, Casino Royale, Avatar, Crank, Point Break, Super Cop.
What was the last one? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Super Cop.
Super Cop. Okay, that's the whole list?
That's the whole list. How many did you count that you hadn't seen?
One.
Which one was that? Once Upon a Time in China?
Once Upon a Time in China.
Wow, I called it. I'm good.
Is that a Chan film?
No. From the picture they give, it looks more in the realm of Crouching Tiger.
Okay. Let's state the obvious first. What is the glowing omission from guys like you and me, the number one action film that is missing from this list?
I don't know if we're going to agree.
No. Not our pick. I'm talking about our sentimental pick. Like, what movie do we love that is clearly an action film that came out 1 year after Die Hard that is not on this list? Oh, come on, man. It even features Patrick Swayze in arguably the better role, the only role better than Point Break.
Come on, I wouldn't put that on this list.
You would not put Roadhouse on this list.
No.
Roadhouse is the epitome of an action film.
Roadhouse is an A-plus cheese fest guilty pleasure that we all love, but is it, like, great action?
Yes. Throat rip. Done. I win.
It has cool. It has cool shit. The fucking razor blade in the boot. And you know, I enjoy the fight scenes, but no, I don't think it belongs on a list like this. I don't think I would ever argue that.
I will say I got stuck a little bit with my foot in my mouth here because my first reaction is like action films died in the mid 90s. And that's because I associate action films, as many people of our generation do, being Arnold Schwarzenegger and
Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, Sylvester Stallone films and early, you know, early Mel Gibson, early Bruce Willis shit. There is kind of like a few guys that stand out in recent years, like Jason Statham, although I couldn't say anything that he's done has been amazing. They did mention Crank on the list.
They did.
I am a fan of Crank. I think it's an interesting film. It's kind of brilliant how they wrote it because it is a film where they're trying to keep the main character alive the whole time. before we dive into it, let's go back to what was the one you mentioned that I fucking hate?
Oh, Unstoppable.
Okay. And why do I hate Unstoppable?
Well, because of its title. But I never really hear you complain about, you know, the quality of the film itself.
It's not a very good film, and it's how is it an action film?
I don't know. Isn't that... It would seem to me that it's an action film, or at least a thriller action film.
Oh, God. See, like, for me, yes. See, that is the big question we have to ask, because there's another one... Well, okay, let me put it this way. I hate Unstoppable because they stopped the fucking train. It shouldn't be called Unstoppable. When I think of an action film, I have to see some fist fights. Okay? That is an action film in the sense that they're hurrying to stop a train, but it's like, it's might be suspenseful. I hated it, so it's not for me. But it might be suspenseful. It's not really a thriller, but like, an action film? Like, all he does is like, you know, slow the train down to 80. Okay, go to 30. Like, do 60. Like, all right, you go out there. Oh, you hurt your foot? Okay, I'll go out there. It's not like an action film, dude. It like, and honestly, that it scored, it didn't even come in at number 20. Like, what score? Did they put them in order? They did not put them in order?
Yeah, they put them in order. And Unstoppable was 19th.
Okay. Oh, it was 19. Okay, what was behind it?
Going down to 25?
Yes.
Femme Nikita, Casino Royale, Avatar, Crank, Point Break, Supercop.
Okay, so the fact that Point Break was behind Unstoppable doesn't drive you apeshit? Like, the only one on that list that I can even understand is Avatar, which I don't even understand why that's on this list.
No, I have a whole separate issue with Avatar being there.
Which is what?
Which is that they made this no animation rule, and yet they included a film that's pretty much animated.
Well, and see, I didn't necessarily understand the animation rule. What's the interesting part of the animation rule? What would fall under animation is action?
I think the reason for that, and you would be able to dispute this with a lot of the films on this list, especially since we're talking 90s, 2000s, and beyond, is... I mean, their reasoning, because it wouldn't be fair to the other movies if we suddenly allowed Pixar and Miyazaki in there. Now, they didn't really spell that out, but I think the way I interpreted it is you can get away with anything in animation. You can bend the laws of physics beyond your wildest dreams. Now, with CGI becoming more and more prevalent, you can do that in non-animated films. I mean, there's a whole separate discussion about, you know, what's an animated film anymore. Mm-hmm. But, you know, take it with a grain of salt, whatever, loosely go with that rule. And even then, I would say Avatar doesn't belong. Aside from just, I don't think it's that tremendous of an action film. So that was one of the ones that I had my what reaction to. Like, why was it there? In the comments section, a lot of people were lobbying for True Lies to take the place of Avatar.
Oh, True Lies is a great film.
True Lies is a good film. I don't know if it's going to hold up tremendously well in a couple decades, but whatever. It's. I would put it there instead of Avatar for sure.
Has it not been a couple decades of it being awesome so far?
Watch it again.
I watch it regularly and not that long ago.
The villain and, yeah. It has more great moments that actually aren't action related.
Uh-huh.
You know? Like, anything with Tom Arnold and the truth serum sequence and all that, which I guess does have action in it at the end of it. But yeah, I don't know if I. Anyway,
my biggest problem with that film is watching that sexy strip from a
insanely hot
Jamie Lee Curtis body, and then having to think of her doing Activia commercials to keep people regular in their old age.
Well, if you prefer, you could just think that. You know, the rumor was true and she was born a hermaphrodite.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Well, that's the rumor.
Okay.
You mentioned Point Break earlier and my being upset that it's not higher. I think the fact that it's just on there was good enough for me. I didn't necessarily need to see it in the top 10, even though I might put it there. I understand why it's not, I guess.
My biggest problem with this list is that it comes down to a definition of genre. And they have specifically called this action list. And action is a specific genre. Like, you've been on the MILFcast many times. As you said, you're the co-host. We have this running joke because we do this game at the end of every show where I give people clues towards what a movie is based on facts from IMDb, including the year and genre of the film. And the big joke we have is what, Dylan? What is every film on IMDb?
That's an action crime thriller.
No, it's a crime...
drama thriller.
Crime drama thriller, yeah. Right, it pops up constantly. And first of all, like the thing you think I would be the proponent of, which is the Dark Knight, which I love, even though I'm a bigger Batman Begins fan, is that is a crime drama thriller to me.
Yeah, I don't think it belongs. I don't think it belongs. It's number one on this list, which I certainly don't think it belongs there. I could see putting it on the list. I would probably agree with you that Batman Begins belongs more, especially because it's an action list.
I feel like there's more action in that film. Even the shit where he's Bruce Wayne becoming or training to become what would eventually be Batman.
Right.
You know, there's more action, but like, and the whole, basically the whole end of the film is action. It's him going into take down Ra's al Ghul and all the stuff in the Narrows and all that. Yeah, I'm not a fan of. I'll be honest, I'm not a fan of any comic book movie being on this list. I feel like comic book movie is a genre.
Well, it's funny because one of the things I was going to point out to you was, do you know what I don't miss on this list that I'm not sad isn't there?
What's that?
Any of the Avengers based films.
Yeah, which are, like, if anything, if you're going to go comic book movie, Avengers would be, like, the action film, right?
See, I disagree. No, I don't want it on there.
I don't necessarily either, but, like, if we're going to go by definition of genre, I feel like that's an action-y film.
More so than The Dark Knight? Yeah, I suppose so. But I think that they did make the right call by putting Spider-Man 2 on here.
Yeah, I love Spider-Man 2 a lot, but I just feel like all those films fall more into genre, like different kind of genres, like drama. Like, it's not...
I think my larger point with that is I don't think they're great action films. I don't think they're all that memorable as action films.
Spider-Man 2, I will say, has some memorable action scenes. Like the train, the L train.
But, like, even The Avengers, I don't think has great action in it. The Avengers is a very enjoyable film. But, okay, Hulk Smash is funny. Puny God is funny. Is it a great action film? It has a bunch of fucking anonymous aliens coming down and being swatted like flies. It's boring action. It's Man of Steel action.
Ooh, I hate you. And I still haven't seen Man of Steel, so I can't comment to that.
It's lots of destruction that you don't give a shit about, basically.
What about, let's twist that a little bit with the same idea. Minority Report, which is one of the ones you mentioned is liking very much.
Yeah.
See, I have a problem with that because I feel like it falls into the sci-fi genre.
Of course, but it's an action film as well.
No, in that regard...
I mean, if you wanted to pigeonhole each of these into one genre and wonder how many would only fit in action, like, I guess you're making a claim more for something like, something like one of the ones that I didn't that I was disappointed didn't make it, which is The Raid?
Yeah, I was going to get into that later. That would have been my number... Honestly, it would probably be my number one film of the past 25 years as far as, like, action films go.
Because it's like, how many other, you know, genres could you even pigeonhole that into?
No, that is a straight action film. That's all it is. It's dudes kicking other dudes' asses. That's what a fucking action film is.
But see, I don't think something that is called an action film has to be 100% action, because 100% action does not work most of the time.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Die Hard is not 100% action, and it is the film that this is built upon.
No, I completely disagree. It's 100% action film.
Well, I guess... If you're talking about genre, yes. But if you're talking about what happens on screen, no, there's a hell of a lot more that's going on screen than just the action.
Oh, what?
You know what I'm saying?
He talks to Hans in between beating up bad guys and running on broken glass while shooting at dudes?
Contrast it to The Raid. Now, I know it's in a foreign language, but can you name a character or two from The Raid?
No, and that's
hell not... Hell no. Does it have any memorable characters at all?
Yeah, the main dude.
What's memorable about him aside from the fact
and
that he kicks
ass? And the
bad
guy.
No, I refute that.
Let's go to another foreign classic that I think most movie lovers love, which is Old Boy.
Okay.
Old Boy, an action film?
No.
Why not?
It's a crime drama thriller.
It's a crime drama thriller, exactly, which like excludes like a lot of movies off this list, in my opinion. See, the problem I have is like, if you're going to put it on an action list, it has to fall heavily onto the action side. Like, for instance, I don't like the inclusion of Minority Report, really like the inclusion of The Matrix. Because The Matrix relies heavily around gunfire and dudes fighting karate. That's an action movie.
Well, you're discounting chase scenes, I think, altogether.
Yes, I am.
Okay, let me put this one to you, because it was another one of my notable misses. Ronin. Okay.
Ronin is one of the most boring movies the last 25 years.
I'm going to hang up right now. Let's go. I'm done talking to you. How dare you? Ronin happens to have two of the best car chases ever put on film.
Yeah.
And
so does the Bourne Supremacy, and they put the Bourne Ultimatum in there.
Well, I would have put the Bourne Identity, but that's just me.
I would have too. If you want to know the truth, I absolutely would have too. That was the first thought that crossed my mind.
But what do you have against car chases or chases in general? Because one of my favorite parts of Point Break, the foot chase.
Oh yeah,
like the best foot chase I've ever seen.
When it's done right, it's done right. Absolutely.
Well, it's done right in Ronin.
Yeah, that's up for debate.
Let me throw some other notable misses for you.
Okay.
Hannah, which I know you're not as big a fan of.
You are a huge fan of Hannah.
I'm a big fan of Hannah, but it has more to do with the overall picture, but it happens to have great action in it. And
okay.
I think I would have loved to see it on here in the vein of a Run, Lola, Run. You know, it's that kind of feel to it. International, female-centric, great music. You know, that's the box I put it in. I discuss Ronin, discuss Bourne Identity, The Raid. The animation rule be damned. My list would have The Incredibles on it.
Oh, that's not a bad pick, actually.
One of the best action films of the last 25 years.
Again, it gets back into my comic booky thingy, but like I could see that a little bit more.
Yeah, but I mean the action that it contains is phenomenal.
The actual action in it is stunning.
Yeah, The Rundown.
Yeah,
I mean maybe not on a top 25 list, but I think when it came out, the people that love that film are ones that celebrate it because it's like a old school action film from the 80s. Now it trended more towards action comedy. But some of the action in it is really fantastic. Specifically thinking of The Rock's fight against, like, the whole army of guys. And finally, 300.
Oh, absolutely.
Which people love to shit on after the fact. I feel that its reputation these days is pretty awful. And it might be for me if I watched it again. But I know when it came out, we all thought it was one of the best action films that had come out in a long, long time.
Well, and as you know, Dylan, 300 is one of the adorned posters in my living room, so I am a fan.
Indeed.
Yeah. a couple picks that I do like on this list that I thought were interesting, like you lean towards Last of the Mohicans. I really like the inclusion of Hero on this list. Great action film that feels a lot more like a drama, has a little more substance to it.
I'd much rather have Crouching Tiger on there. I did not care for Hero. It's a beautiful film that put me to sleep.
Oh, see, and I almost feel the same way about Crouching Tiger. To me, Terminator 2 feels like a great pick on this list, that kind of thing. Jurassic Park, I go back and forth on.
I was actually going to bring that up, though. I thought that you would fight me on it. I know a lot of people would hate us for saying that, but I don't want it on this list. Do you know why? It's an adventure film. It's not an action film.
I like that, and I feel like those genres can be easily classified together.
They can, and they of course, they overlap, but the action in Jurassic Park I don't think is all that great. It has action, sure, but... Is it great action?
I mean, running from the T-Rex stuff, the Velociraptors, I mean, that's really good stuff. The problem is you get into this whole subculture of, like, the Race to Witch Mountain. Like, it falls more into a genre like that.
Yeah.
And the problem is it's just the difference is it did it really well, so it feels action-y.
Yeah, and even though we discussed it's not eligible for something like this, that's where I would put Last Crusade as well. Those films are adventure films more than action films. They might have great action in them, but they're adventure films.
You know, and that hurts me to say, but I might actually agree with that. You're right.
Yeah, I am right. I like to hear you say that, by the way.
Yeah, it's rarely going to happen, so don't get used to it. One film that's on here that I'm not particularly a huge fan of because it's action overkill, and I guarantee probably you have not seen it, but when I think of an action film, I think of something like Hard Boiled.
No, I haven't. I was going to say, for the record, there's five films on here I haven't seen. Crank, Once Upon a Time in China, Unstoppable, Supercop, and Hard Boiled.
You haven't seen Unstoppable yet?
No. Do I need to, Kai?
No, you do not need to see fucking Unstoppable. Here, let me solve it for you.
I'm pretty much anti-Tony Scott circa 1999 on, so...
Really? Like Man of Fire?
No, I hated Man of Fire. I hated it.
That film has grown on me. I think it's shot really well.
It's grown on me in terms of which films are annoying as hell because of Tony Scott-isms.
Well, the thing about... like John Woo films, especially the stuff before he was doing like American films, a lot of doves flying in, a lot of his trademark shit, a lot of doves flying in the air as guys get into shootouts. Hardboiled is just dudes shooting each other to the point where an hour and a half in, you're like, okay, enough, and it keeps going on, like, let's have one more shootout, and you're like, fuck.
And
too much, I
should absolutely see it. Just for that reason, I've heard that his pre-American films are not as repetitive with his tropes. I hate his tropes, and I have no interest in seeing them ever again. Mission Impossible 3, thank you very much.
Three?
But, yes, 3.
That was J.J. Abrams.
Oh, I'm sorry, 2. Excuse me.
Okay.
But yeah.
There is a great scene where, I just watched it recently, Tom Cruise comes running out of this underground, like, layer thing, and doves go flying up as he beats the shit out of a guy. Like, he literally has birds flying as guys fight in every movie he's ever done.
Oh, don't forget, super slow motion with classical music playing in the background, too.
Absolutely. Which brings up another favorite of mine, which I'm surprised is not on here, which is Face Off.
Yeah, see, I'm not... No, I could do without Face Off.
Really? I would take the Face Off over The Rock any day.
It's a toss-up for me. I could go with neither of them being on the list, to be honest. Yeah. Especially in light of some of the ones that I mentioned that were my misses. There was another question I wanted to ask you, though. Because they touched upon this a little bit in their introduction about how After Die Hard became all of its imitators. And they actually included one on the list, even though they didn't call it out. I wish they had, because Speed happened to be the most successful Die Hard imitator.
Mm-hmm.
But which of the other imitators do you think came the closest to matching the success of Die Hard? We had Die Hard on a boat. We had Die Hard on a mountain. We had Die Hard in a hockey rink. We had all kinds of...
Die Hard in the White House.
Yeah, we had a couple of those, you know.
So, I don't think any of them came close. Do you have one?
I'd say Cliffhanger.
What is it? Die Hard on a Mountain?
That's Die Hard on a Mountain, yeah.
Yeah, I recently rewatched Cliffhanger, and it is a surprisingly good film.
I have seen it many times and enjoy it every time, and it's got great action in it.
It does.
Yeah.
In fact, the funny thing is not a lot of Stallone and Schwarzenegger on this list, and I realize a lot of that has to do with the time frame.
Yeah. They were branching out by that point.
That's true. I'm surprised there's not the gimme, like, shout out to Expendables or something like this on this list.
Well, it's funny. I finally saw the fourth Rambo, and I was almost going to say, maybe that should be on here, but it wouldn't have qualified either
based on their qualifications, yeah.
Yeah.
The only, you know, and you did a little more research on this than I, one of the other ones that pops in my head that I think of is Desperado.
Yeah. I would almost rather see, if they were going to go that route, just put El Mariachi on there, since it's Desperado's the same film, just in English.
But it's better.
Yeah, I suppose so. But just, would you rather have the cachet of El Mariachi? Maybe not?
Yeah, I like Desperado. I do. There's something about it. I think it's the charm of Antonio Banderas. I don't know what it is.
It's the charm of Steve Buscemi and Quentin Tarantino and Danny Trejo
and
all that shit. And Salma Hayek, of course. Yeah. And finally, the one film that I wish could be on here but also can't, that really needs to be, if it could retroactively be released 2 years later, probably number one on the list for me would be Predator.
Yeah, see, again, that gets into my issue with...
Sci-fi,
yeah, because I think sci-fi lends itself to an action tone.
Yeah.
And that gets lost, but those aren't action films. I mean, another one we could throw out is Hot Fuzz, which I think is like a strictly an action film. If anything, it's a spoof of action films, but it's essentially a comedy.
See, that one was mentioned a lot in the comments, but Hot Fuzz doesn't really have that much action until the end.
True. Some of these don't.
No, I mean, it really doesn't have much action until the end. There's hardly any. If you think about him getting to the town and getting to know all the people. And sure, some people get killed here and there, but is it really action? There's one giant action set piece, and I would not qualify it based on that alone, aside from the fact that I think it's much more of a comedy than an action film. Besides, okay. They put Point Break on there. What else do you need?
Okay, well, let's look at this list for one second as we wrap up, because I think we've beat this thing in the ground as much as we can. As you look at this list, is there a film in here? Because we both said we kind of don't like Dark Knight being up at the top, correct?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is there a film here that you would put, of the ones they chose, not ones we've left off, but of the films you're looking at on this list, what is the film for you that would fall into that number one spot?
It depends on if I'm being selfish or trying to more appease. Because I could probably talk myself into putting Point Break on there. Or maybe The Fugitive, something like that, which kind of gets overlooked, or at least we overlooked it. It's probably the safe choice would probably be to go with something like Terminator 2 or The Matrix. In fact, The Matrix is the one that I looked at and said, really, number 8? Shouldn't that be at least top 3?
Yeah, so absolutely.
I guess that would be the one that I would say.
And if we're doing the appease thing, I'm looking at Terminator 2 and saying everyone I know would probably put that number 1.
Yeah.
I'm not as big a fan of the Terminator films as other people, especially people that like the genre shit that I like. But I get why it should be there. The one for me, hands down, is, and it for the same reason as The Matrix, is The Fugitive.
Why do you say for the same reason?
I just, same thing. I can't, it's completely overlooked. It deserves a lot more credit than it gets. I like, The Matrix is more of a favorite film of mine, but because of my standards of what an action film is, I would put The Fugitive much higher than I would The Matrix for this particular list.
You're really hung up on that genre bit.
Yeah, it bothers me. It really does bother me.
And since The Fugitive could be claimed as nothing, I mean, Fugitive is a crime drama thriller, dude.
Absolutely. But you want to talk about great chases. That whole movie is a great chase. In fact,
yeah.
That is essentially what Minority Report is, just done in a different way. It's a big chase scene of a guy that's wanted for a crime.
Well, I think you just made a great argument for Minority Report. Thanks a lot.
And I backed up your chase theory. So
indeed you did.
I think we've come to takeaways, Dylan.
Dylan's always right.
Dylan's always right.
And Dylan loves hearing Kai say that.
I really wish I could interject some old MILFcast music here about Kai being always right, but we won't do that. What have I taken away? That people have no idea what genre is. That's it. So we hope you guys have enjoyed this conversation. We'll be back in 2 weeks to do it again. Same bat time, same bat channel. We'll see you guys next time.